Keep your voice down.
I drew my lower lip between my teeth. They'd have to whisper for me not to hear them. And as I heard their footsteps retreating, I really hoped her companion continued to practically shout.
He's probably standing outside.
As your personal guard.
I know.
And I know this is going to sound terrible, but I have to say it. I can't contain it.
I angled my head closer.
It's a vast improvement.
Tawny!
A silent laugh left me.
I know. I recognize that it was terrible, but I had to say it. He's quite exciting to look at.
I grinned.
And he's clearly interested in moving up in the ranks.
The curve of my lips flattened. Did she not agree with her companion? She had to. I knew I was quite exciting to look at.
Why would you say that?
There was a beat of silence.
Have you ever heard of a royal guard that young?
Well, I couldn't fault her for saying that. It was a valid question.
No, you haven't. That's what befriending the commander of the royal guard will do for you.
And man, she didn't know how right she was.
I cannot believe that there was no other royal guard just as qualified.
Tawny didn't respond for a few moments.
You're having a very strange, unexpected reaction.
I had a feeling her response had more to do with what had happened at the Red Pearl than it did with anything else.
I don't know what you mean.
Sure, I thought, smirking.
You don't? You've watched him train in the yard.
I have not.
Such a little liar. She totally had been.
I've been with you on more than one occasion as you watched the guards train from the balcony. And you weren't watching just any guard. You were watching him.
I really liked this Tawny. She was quickly becoming one of my favorite people in the kingdom.
You seem almost angry about him being named your guard, and unless there's something you haven't told me, then I have no idea why.
There was silence.
What haven't you told me?
It became clear the maiden hadn't shared details about her trip to the Red Pearl with her companion.
Has he said something to you before?
My lips pursed. What a rather uncalled-for leap of logic.
When would I have had a chance for him to speak to me?
As much as you creep around this castle, I'm sure there is a lot you overhear that doesn't actually require you speaking to someone.
Tawny shared another interesting tidbit while proving one of my suspicions correct. One that said the maiden had a habit of sneaking around.
Did you overhear him say something bad?
My eyes narrowed. Tawny was quickly losing that coveted spot in my favorites.
Poppy.
There was a long stretch of silence, where I briefly considered moving farther from the door. But then the maiden announced,
I kissed him.
My jaw unlocked.